Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Power FM's 12 Days of Christmas.
Thanks to Telstra. Visit Telstra Store Bega for gift ideas and the best way to pay.
Yeah, we've been giving away 4 stays a week for the last 3 weeks. Well, 3 this week, because a matter of fact, we've got 1 more stay to give away right now. So if you register to powerfmbigabay.com.au for our 12 Stays of Christmas, I could be calling you. Let's call up someone now, our final winner of our 12 Stays of Christmas on Power FM.
Hello, Talia speaking.
Hey, Talia, it's Hutsy from Power FM. How are you going this morning?
Oh, good, thanks. How are you?
Not too shabby for a Friday. Do you know why I'm calling you this morning?
Oh, I entered for the holiday thing a couple of days ago.
Ah, yes, our 12 Stays of Christmas, that old chestnut. So can you tell me if you entered this competition for yourself or maybe for someone else who's had a pretty tough year? Or?
Well, I actually entered it for my mum. She's had a bit of a rough year and hasn't had a holiday in probably 10 or 15 years or something, and just thought she deserves a break more than anyone.
Okay, that's a nice gesture. Looking here at your entry, you've obviously got a couple of kids and the whole family. Would you be taking everyone down if you won the trip to Foster that we're giving out, or would it just be, you know, for your mum? Or
If we could, yeah, I would definitely take my children with us if we could.
And when was the last time anyone in the family actually had a decent holiday, a good break?
Well, mum's been years and years, and we went away, I think the last time was in 2017 or 18. Before we had our second child, and yeah, ever since then we haven't gone anywhere.
Well, Talia, you'll be glad you picked up the phone this morning, because I can announce you are the final winner of our 12 Stays of Christmas. Congratulations, you're going to Foster with the family.
Oh my God, to Foster?
Yep, that's the place.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Look, it's our pleasure. You and the family will be enjoying 2 nights stay in Foster in a deluxe cabin. Congratulations. What a great way to top off 2020. You deserve it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
It's no secret 2020 has been a little bit of a fizzer, so any opportunity you can take to, you know, make 2020 a better year, whether it be a work Christmas party, some sort of shindig at your house, you know, COVID, you know, providing that obviously things don't blow out too much with the recent cases we've seen in New South Wales, unfortunately. But a schoolboy in Year 8 in the UK at his school of St Anthony's Catholic College in Manchester, what did he want to do? He wanted to promote, you know, a bit of fun and activity at his school. So what did he decide to do? Well, the 12-year-old kid decided to organise somewhat of a mini rave or a disco in his school toilets. A very strange location to choose for this sort of thing. But as it turns out, I've got some audio here of basically how he goes on the decks as well. And it seems like from this video of himself doing a bit of mixing at home, he doesn't go awry at remixing a Christmas classic song. I've heard worse remixes from DJs. He goes by the name of Kale Bell. That's his official name that his parents have given him. And, well, what he decided to do was a week earlier, before the party, he decided to do a bit of a Snapchat thing there to let all of his mates know this thing was going to happen in a week. But obviously telling them all to keep it on the, you know, on the download, just so no one knows about the teachers and that sort of stuff as well. And I tell you what, he managed to even get people that were coming into the party handing out a couple of treats, some Cadbury Twirls, and also some of those bottles of those Lucozade drink as well. So unfortunately, though, the party didn't last too long, though. It was only about half an hour before, obviously, the teachers got wind of exactly what was going on. They came in, they shut down the party, they took his speakers, they took his DJ decks and everything. So he was a little bit upset. And then what comes next is something that he would have been absolutely dreading. The phone call to the parents, like, all right, young man, you're in a lot of trouble here. They called up his parents and they thought the whole thing was awesome. They said, this is awesome. I'm not going to punish him for this because he's just trying to, you know, he's just trying to add a bit of cheer to 2020. I'm sure it didn't make the teachers too happy hearing that the parents weren't too upset about this whole situation. But, you know, it's like feel for the kids missing out. But the person I feel for the most when it comes to this situation is obviously they're having a rave in a toilet block. You know, all of a sudden, you know, Kale drops that famous line, you know, put your hands in the air, wave them around like you just don't care. So once again, being in a toilet block, you know, I'm sure there was a bit of a mess left around for the janitor, if you can use your imagination.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.